drive yet. Oh. Ginger old GR mode.
Hey, Miss Bernice.
Hi, Patrick.
Had a great conversation with W4DJW. I thought a $500 subwoofer my grandson bought was just goofy. And Dave was telling me about these ones in Germany that are in the thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I thought, oh my God. He even wrote the coding for some of them.
People will spend on music, but I don't know. I enjoy good music, but I can't see spending that kind of money on it.
And I was telling him, I used to talk to some well-off amateur radio operators when I lived up in Kansas that lived in California. And they had stations that looked like, you know, these recording studios, and they had audio set up like that. But I think Dave misunderstood me, but the bandwidth on your sideband is only 2,600 hertz. So what good does it do if you got a speaker that, or an amplifier that'll pass 11,000? It just don't make. I can't fathom it, but I'm probably wrong. It's like a telephone. The telephone lines in the old days only pass about 20. Radio station, I think the highest frequency they broadcast was 5,500 to 8,000 hertz. And it just amazes me that people spend that much on an audio system in a car, which really isn't the best acoustic, you know, it's not like a fancy auditorium that was built with acoustics in mind, is what I'm trying to say.
And I heard most of your conversation. I got in the truck as y'all were talking, and I just kind of listened until y'all were done.
More than I remember anymore. How was your day, Patrick? We went to Sam's, and we stopped at my son-in-law's mother and dropped off a purse that Bernice put in the Golden Corral, so we're out here in the crazy traffic now.
Good day. I am done for the day. I'm making the drive up to switch vehicles, and then I will go have the Hendersonville Club's having their Christmas dinner this evening. Greenville had theirs last night, and I went to it. So, spending radio time this week.
Well, you can't beat the Little Rebels food. It's good. It really is for home cooked style food. They really do a good job.
I had good food and good fellowship. Missed you there last night, though.
I thought about going, but Patrick, we eat two meals a day, and one of them's breakfast, and that's about 10 o'clock, and then we eat another meal about 3 to 5 o'clock, and it just way too late, and if I eat that late, I have chronic heartburn, and so I just can't.
You come and just hung out, you didn't have to eat.
I did
a cold drink.
And we go there and patronize him probably more than any other restaurant. We love the people over there. They're really excellent, good folks and God-fearing folks. And they give you a pretty fair deal, too, I think.
I mean, it was good. I think my meal cost like 10 bucks last night, so really can't complain about that at all.
We got in the later in the day meal today, so it was a little more. But a lot of times, Golden Corral there in Spartanburg, and of course we get a senior discount or a military, one of the two. And meal's like $20 or so, and tonight it was $29, but gee, Manny, that buffet is outstanding. It really is.
I haven't been to Golden Crow in a few years, so we'll give it a try tonight. That's where the Hendersonville Club's having their meeting at, is the Golden Crow in Hendersonville, so we're going to give it a whirl tonight.
D7J up there, tell him hi. We can make a meal out of that salad bar. I'll tell you, it's just always excellent, and we like a real nice salad, and you can just mix anything you want. And I see people going back two or three times for chow, you know, and we never do, but we didn't even have room for dessert tonight, but it was a nice meal. I had a little bit of fish, and the chicken nuggets were cold, which is rare. They're usually great. But I waited a few minutes. They probably brought out new ones. And I just got two of them, so no big deal. But overall, it was really a nice meal. Well, Hendersonville isn't a bad drive. Are you stopping there on the way home or on going home and coming back?
Before I head up, that way I can just go straight home from there. I don't have to worry about coming back down. And I am almost to that point.
Yeah, that gets pretty trafficy up there and congested there once you get off the highway and turn down in that hole there where the Golden Corral's at.
That's for sure. That intersection, or those couple of intersections right there, can get pretty congested.
Well, you have a great meal. Enjoy the camaraderie, and we'll catch you down the line. KO4HKX and 0TR73.
You and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and maybe I'll talk to you later this evening, or if not, tomorrow. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now.
Every Thursday, Bernice says, so come on by.
Thank you for that. KO4HKX, clear. Is that okay? Everything sound good?
I'm pulling in the filling station here right now. Willis is, just want to say hi, Shane, in 0TR.
You guys have a good evening. Thanks for saying hello, and for ZLK. I think you're going to have to work tonight, Shane. I should be done by 7:30. One of my pickups, somebody else was able to make. They got an extra guy running around during the daytime to clean the yard up and make extra pickups, so that should be all right. That part of it worked out. It's just the deliveries. I got out late. I didn't want you being out there at midnight. You run out of time like I do some days. Yeah, I have to be off. I'd have to be off by 9 or 9:30 in order to start up in the morning. I'm definitely pushing my limit on Thursdays. You are. Do you keep a log of all that? I wouldn't think you'd have to, since you don't. I think the rule now is 150 air miles. If you stay within that limit. I don't have to keep a detailed log of every time I stop and go and all this, that. They want me to take a start time and a stop time. True, I forgot about that. You do have to worry about that, because I've always had to do that too, even with the driving the little package cars around, the same thing. We never kept a log for anything, but if we didn't punch out in time to have 10 hours off, we couldn't work the next day. KO4HKX. Yeah, that's one of the things I'm trying to get Matco to understand. The reason I can't work 4 or 5 days a week is because of that. Limited to 60 or 70 hours. I know it seems like during peak time we can suddenly all work 70 hours a week, but the rest of the year they say, oh no, DOT says you can only work 60 hours in a 6 day period or 7 day period, whatever it is. It is a 60, so that's what I have to watch. How they get away with making it 70 when it gets around Christmas time. I guess money talks. anybody I've ever talked to with the DMV or anything like that, generally, if you're not trying to hide something, they're not going to be, they're not going to be a jerk about it. That's what I've always been told. If they know what's going on, you keep them informed in it, which I'm sure UPS does, then generally they make concessions for it.
That's all right. Well, thanks for the report, and hello to you. I'm about back to the building. Drop this trailer off and find another one. So I'll talk to you later. Be careful going home. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
And good to hear you out there, and you stay safe this evening, and I'll catch you tomorrow sometime. KO4HKX, clear.
KN4TFW.
Okay, nice to hear you. N4ZLK.
KO4HKX, I'm making the vehicle switch right now, so I'll be back in just a few minutes.
KN0TR.
Just a minute, I'm pulling on the yard.
Oh, that's all right, Kane. I was out of the car at the time. Bernice just told me. Well, maybe I'll catch you later. Have a good night, Shane, and Gerald here.
For the call, but I got to get out of here for a minute. N4, is that okay? Have a good night.
TFW, how you doing this evening, Tom?
I just got gasoline in the car. for some reason, I forgot your name this evening. What you up to this evening? We just been over to Spartanburg for a while and headed back home, not too far from home. We're down here by the old mill, headed towards Lake Robinson, if you know where that's at.
Not far from there. I'm just across the street from the Ingles, where I live at. But I'm just coming up on Applebee's on way to Hampton, left Spartanburg, had to swing by the Toyota dealership. I ran over a deer. I didn't hit it. Ran over a dead deer in the road, and it ripped a little plastic pan off the bottom.
Bad luck. Well, I was coming down through here, and a nut fell out of the tree many years ago and broke my windshield. I was less than happy about that.
After that, hey, I thought about you the other day. I picked up an electric here, an old one. I forget the name of it, though, but this thing's got, like, tubes in it. It's got to warm up.
It's old. In the really, really old days, they called those valves, V-A-L-V-E-S.
The literature with it and everything. Somebody gave it to me. They were getting rid of it.
If it works, well, that's good, and might be a collector's item. Who knows?
Seems like it's from the early 50s.
See, I worked on very, very large vacuum tubes that powered motor generator sets on very, very large machine tools, like 100-inch tables and stuff like that. And they were mercury. And you'd open that Westinghouse cabinet up or whatever manufacturer, and just glow purple in there.
Good old days, right?
Good until those control tubes started going out, the little ones. They had voltage regulator tubes, xenon tubes. Even the readouts were Nixie tubes. And nowadays, they're selling novelty clocks and stuff that use Nixie tubes in them still. And if you pick the tube up and look at it, you can see all the different numbers inside of the tube.
Get familiar with that.
Well, and again, I don't know how, but the ones in the machine tools were real short, like an inch tall, and they had, I don't remember how many pins they had on them. 10 or more pins on them, of course, because it was 0 through 9. And it was just kind of a novelty now, but they are kind of pretty. They're neon. But, Ken, I recognize your call. I just couldn't remember your name, and I know you're not far from me up here. We're just approaching the Cunningham Fire Department.
And I pass that all the time when I'm headed out towards the little convenience dump.
just got and stopped and bought some fresh water, and we ate at the Golden Corral this evening, which is unusual. We don't go out to eat very often, and Bernice's hip's hurting her a lot, so until she gets a new one. And so we've been going out more often than not. But we really enjoyed it.
Sorry, Miss Bernice is hurting, but maybe they'll get her repaired there and get a new hip replaced in there pretty soon.
Trying to beat it out of her. I slap her around once a week, whether she needs it or not.
I don't believe she's going to let you get by with that.
She's sitting beside of me here, and basically she's thinking, you ever try that and you'll take your teeth home in a doggy bag.
It's kind of what I was thinking.
She never complains, and sweetest thing in the world, and this is really, it's hurting her. The other night she couldn't get out of bed and took her cane and started tapping it on the floor and woke me up. And she never, ever complained about pain before until it's really horribly bad. So I can't wait to get this done. Leastwise, they moved the time up, and it's in the third week of December now, and it was January 27th. I don't think she could have made it.
Come a long way with that stuff, so hopefully she'll be up and getting around pretty soon.
They said as soon as he can climb three steps, and they bring him in the room, and they ask you how many steps you got in your house, and I said, well, we got three. And they said, as soon as he can go up those three steps, well, she can go home. And that's pretty much a miracle nowadays, you know it?
Man, we got a bunch of steps in the house. It's like five to get from the ground into the house. It's two to go down into the den, 10 to get to the garage level, another five to get up to the bedrooms. If I had to do it over again, I'd find one on all on one flat level.
Good idea, Ken. Yeah, our kids lived in Germany. Our oldest daughter, her husband was an engineer and had a temporary job over there for 3 years, and they lived in a 2,000-foot flat, they called it. It was beautiful, but you had to walk up this stupid spiral staircase to get up to it. My God almighty, how they ever got their furniture up there, I don't know. But that just wouldn't fly nowadays. Anyways, Ken, we just pulled in the driveway. Nice talking to you. And holler at me anytime. Patrick's out there someplace. I don't know if he's switched vehicles yet or not. Take care and have a good day. This is Enduro TR, clear with your phone.
You, Miss Bernice, have an awesome evening. I hope she gets that thing fixed pretty quick. And I'll catch you later. KN4, GFW.